We are going on a journey to the center of the Earth.
10, 9.
Every once in a while, things happen that just can't be rationalized in a conventional way.
8, 7.
NWA 517, do you want to report a UFO?
6, 5.
Yeah, but your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should.
4, 3.
Well, he was what I would call a Sasquatch.
2, 1.
Welcome, surface dwellers, to the sacred ground of the Society of the Underground Driven. If you are hearing this broadcast, you are being blessed with the word of our Lord and Savior, Godzilla. Please applaud now for the keepers of the archives, translators of the terrestrial airwaves, and readers of the case files. Ooh. Elisa Weglin, the conspiracy prober, and Jarrett the Kaiju Man Weglin. So see the technicolors, hear the Dolby sound, feel the radioactivity, cook your souls. Now on with the show.
Yeah, all right, how you guys doing? I can't hear you,
but say it anyway. Right now,
everybody at once. Oh, we heard you. We heard you. Even you. Underground. So, we got a good show. Elisa has a case file today.
Yes.
So, I have a few things from the airwaves. We got to tune in to the airwaves. And then, in the end, we're going to talk a little WandaVision since that wrapped up.
Yeah, and it was so good. So good.
Add a little bow on it. So should we just pile on through?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on to the airwaves.
Beep, 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 beep. I never get sick of it.
I really should just put a sound effect on, but you just do such a good beep, beep, so.
Thank you.
I mean, I have tons of sound effects. Why do it? You have it built in.
I have a down pat.
So let's just go in. This is from The Gazette, the Colorado Springs Gazette. Bigfoot report describes odd encounter in Colorado Summits County. So this was pretty recent. Apparently there's been more than 100 Bigfoot reports in recent years in Colorado. This one in particular, a daytime hiker was taking a break near an old log cabin. Something tells me there's a lot of old log cabins
in Colorado.
Of course, there's a lot of old log cabins anywhere, like, or even here. Just any place with a lot of forest.
Yeah.
This is in the era known as Mayflower Gulch, and he spotted something odd at around 11,000 feet. He saw a large bipedal creature attempting and failing to climb a 20-foot-high snow wall. Mm. Can you imagine seeing a Bigfoot, like, trying to do something and just like, oh, god damn it. I hope nobody's seen this.
I really want to see a Bigfoot try something and fail at it.
Yeah, because usually you just see them, like, strolling along. You don't see them, like, trip.
Or, like, smashing something. I feel like I've seen videos of them, like, hitting stuff with sticks.
Yeah, I've seen them, like, breaking, like, branches off, I think.
Yeah. But, like, to do something and fail at it, that's hilarious.
like Homer Simpson is the Bigfoot.
Now, the naturalist who took these absolutely extraordinary pictures was most impressed by the creature's uncivilized look, its foul language, and most of all, its indescribable stench.
That's gold! Comedy gold!
Bring it on in. After the failed attempt at scaling the barrier, the creature moved on and was out of sight, which is very Bigfootish.
Yeah.
The hiker was joined by two others to conduct a search of the area, and during the search, they were able to locate prints in the snow, including a large handprint along with the footprints. This sighting is considered to be a Class A sighting. I didn't know they were, even though, you know, we've been in this game for a long time, I didn't know there were classes of sightings. This means misinterpretation or misidentification of a sighting can be ruled out with greater confidence compared to other sightings that may occur in dark or obscured set. So since this happened in day, they put it higher above like nighttime or like heavily brush areas, you know.
Or like if it was pouring rain.
Yes.
Or there's an avalanche.
Like the pouring rain of like Jurassic Park and they see a Bigfoot strolling by.
in Jurassic Park.
Yes, that would really step up the game in that movie.
Yeah.
So that is my first story. Let's move on to the UK, across the pond.
Across the pond.
So there's a Brit haunted by a terrifying dogman since childhood. He tells of a spooky cryptid tale. So he's convinced that this terrifying dogman is no legend, but real. So there's a lot of, like, lycanthropy, you know, like the wolfman. That's very heavily in the British Isles. Ever since his childhood, he's been seeing these things and having nightmares of them. On October 4th, 1990, he was backpacking from East Hull to Hornsey and came across a park in Hatfield. He was walking down the lane and it was... Sorry, this is too much. He was walking down the lane at about 8:30 p.m. in a full moon that lit up the place like daylight.
Oh.
When he spied something strange in a gap under the hedgerow. So there's like nicely curated hedges and then like there's a shitty spot and then he saw something there. And I kept looking at it. Is it a cow? Is it a deer? I don't know why he's like a lower level Brit, but maybe he is.
What are you saying, Jared, about British people now?
Hey, I'm like 80% British. I can say whatever I want. Colin recalled, it looks like, it just looked like a dog's back legs, but then I thought, hold on, where's its front legs?
What?
I do really think these things move about in the country through the green belts. So the green belts are like these patches of wilderness. They call them the green belts.
Mm-hmm.
I had loads of stories of factories where where there's a green belt out in the back and something's gone crashing through, something large we can't explain, bigger than a deer, massive and black. Only 30% of the UK's landmass is actually like urbanized. So 70% of it is forest or grassland or something. So they're saying like, who knows what's out there?
Yeah.
And this guy also tells of a tale, like, he's just is woken up by nightmares of this thing. And he also was walking through the forest one time, and he just heard thuds, thud, thud, thud. And then he saw the same thing through the forest, and he would get down on his fours, and it would get down on its fours. And then he would stand back up, and it would stand back up.
Sure, he wasn't just looking in a big mirror.
Or maybe it was just like some creepy old man in the woods. But it's kind of creepy. Okay, let's move on to the case file provided by
me,
Alisa.
Okay, so today's case file is on the Kiryat Yam mermaid.
Kiryat Yam?
Kiryat.
Kiryat. Is it the name of a yacht?
No, it's a place in Israel.
Oh, okay.
Kiryat Yam. And yeah, we're going to see if you believe, because I don't know. I don't know. I know you already don't believe.
Okay. Well, I already know that some of these more eccentric, I don't want to just say females, because I've seen guys do it too. They buy mermaid tails off of Wish and they go in like their apartment pools and creep the people out.
Yeah. Yes, yes, there are people like that, and I am sure that there are most sightings of mermaids are most likely that.
Okay, I'm still strapped into my seat and I have my ears open.
Okay. So, tales of half-human, half-fish creatures have been around for thousands and thousands of years. Many stories have been told of them, from the Little Mermaid to Arabian Nights. All over the world, they are beloved as well as feared. Sometimes the stories are of them devouring humans after singing to them. And some, like today's story, are of just them fucking around.
So, they're like mischievous?
Like, yeah, I mean, sometimes they just, like, don't eat humans.
So they just, like, throw away their shoes?
Well, like,
mess with them?
This one kind of just, like, lays on a rock and is like, hey, and does, like, tricks and, like, waves her fishtail at people, like tourists, and then just jumps in the water and goes back to home.
So not necessarily as bad as, like, the ancient sirens that would be like, hey, sailors, and then the ships would crash on the rocks. You've heard of you know the sirens, right?
Oh, that's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay. Imagine doing that, like, oh, man, that chick is hot, and then just crashing your car. Well, I think I might have seen that before.
Well, some people say that modern mermaid sightings are just manatees.
Oh, they're so cute.
Yeah, they are. And most people, like, that's what they're seeing is a manatee.
Oh, remember that fucking manatee that had Trump carved into it?
Yes! That was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Fucking Florida. I bet you that happened in Florida.
It did happen in Florida. And you know what? I hope that guy, like, his dick rots off.
Yeah.
I hope that's what happens to him.
Continuously, like, it regenerates and it rots off again.
Yeah. Oh, but in this Kiryat Yam, Israel, there is definitely something fishy going on. Okay, I want you to know that. It is said that at sunset, specifically at sunset, a mermaid comes out on the rocks and performs for the crowd before disappearing into the ocean.
What is this, like a scheduled SeaWorld show?
Yeah, like this is what, you know, this city has. Their tourist attraction.
Okay, welcome Miranda. This is a SeaWorld show.
People at first seemed to not believe it. They thought it must be some girl just sprawled out in an odd way, which is literally what, like, one of the guys who was interviewed said. He was like, I thought she was just sprawled out oddly. It's like, okay. But upon closer inspection, they could see that there was clearly a tail.
Closer inspection on her sprawling.
Yes, they were like, we should go see what's wrong with that sprawled girl.
Well, we should see how her legs are spread and if they can spread further. And if
Jarrett! That's disgusting. So the town, loving the fact that they were getting attention and had latched on to this new phenomenon, and they had been offering a $1 million reward now. To anyone who can photograph the mermaid clearly, get it, like, good proof, not, like, Bigfoot proof. Like, good proof.
That's more than the reward for capturing a Bigfoot.
That's crazy.
Remember the Bigfoot bounty?
No, I don't remember.
A couple episodes ago? It was, like, 20,000.
Well,
you had to capture it alive. That's harder than just, I got a big mermaid photo.
This mayor really wants a photo.
Yeah, I think he, like, wants to see a mermaid titty.
Well, I mean, this seems like a pretty plausible thing that they could do because several years ago, an NBC film crew caught a little bit of footage of what looked like to be a human-like creature diving, and they tried to chase after it, but no success.
Humans don't dive, so... Definitely a mermaid.
Well, they try to chase after it and being like, this is the mermaid. And they couldn't catch it.
Well, it's a human-like creature, but it wasn't a human.
No, they said it was the mermaid.
Okay.
And so...
Oh, NBC.
Also, to try and summon the mermaid to take photos of it, people will blow on ram's horns.
Why?
I don't know.
It's just like, you know, what we'll call this mermaid? A ram's horn. I think that'll do it.
That'll get them to come to me.
Yeah. Things they just come up with. Or maybe it was in, like, your local library. A book about mermaids. Blow on a ram's horn.
Oh, there you go. But Oleg Borisov, a 56-year-old market stall holder, he was... interviewed, and he believes that he was the first to have contact with the creature a couple of years ago while he and his dog were having a night swim. He said, this is what he said, I was in up to my head, and I felt something moving in the water.
Who swims with their dog that deep at night? That's dangerous.
Like a crazy person. all of a sudden, I felt as if something was spreading my legs and going right between them.
Very nice.
My dog started barking, and there was a loud splash on the water.
You're like, shut up, dog. I'm doing something.
I screamed and fled. I was stuttering. I was so scared.
Yeah. I think he was stuttering because of another reason.
Well, you know, he had his encounter.
Yeah, with a cloaca.
Ew, Jarrett. I'm being gross today. Okay, so I have a video where it's the mayor talking.
Oh, the mayor. What's the mayor? What's the town again?
Kiryat Yam.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Israel.
Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there.
God damn it. Stop it. Are they allowed to use that clip?
Make rumors about mermaids around on the bay. But half a year ago, when we finished the promenade we just built, many people started to walk along the beach. And then all of a sudden, people coming, we saw mermaid.
Kiryat Yam is a quiet working class town north of Haifa and home to many Russian and Ethiopian immigrants. Its beaches are never too crowded.
Nothing like going on the beach with a long sleeve shirt
at the beginning.
And long pants.
But, when first one, second one, third one, fourth one came. So therefore we decided to give an award of $1 million to one who bring unbreakable proof that we have a mermaid here.
That guy has a ZZ Top here.
I think we found her. She's simply here. The sea simply threw her out. It didn't want her. So she's here now. I think our mayor was in the United States too long. He learned too much from Mr. Giuliani.
I did not remember that part.
He learned too much from Julia.
Ooh. That's a couple of years ago, so.
That's the spicy meatball.
That's the spicy meatball. But yes, that is my case file. Do you believe or do you not believe?
Fuck no. Sorry.
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit. I think that guy sums it up. I think he learned too much from Giuliani.
Okay, we'll file it under don't believe it.
I think that they were just trying to do a publicity stunt.
Yeah, probably. Well, he said that we had just built the promenade.
Yes, so. I heard that part as well. Just built this beautiful promenade and one mermaid, two mermaids, three mermaids.
All the mermaids all at once. But yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about the WandaVision.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch some gears again and go into the archives, which is really new.
Yeah, we don't have to dig very far.
Go into the WandaVision finale.
Oh my god. So first of all, her new costume is amazing.
Oh yes, Hachimachi.
I love the headpiece, and I love that when she's at like full power, it's like made of power.
Yeah, yeah. It was a good way to bestow the costume onto her.
Yeah, like the traditional comic costume.
Yeah, they gave hints at it, you know, at the Halloween episode. They didn't show this costume in the trailers at all, which was good. They often show too much in trailers, and they never gave her a headpiece in any of the earlier films, so it was good that they used this opportunity to give her this costume when she wanted it, you know, when she used it.
Oh, by the way, spoilers.
Oh, yes.
Spoilers. I mean, the costume isn't too much of a spoiler, but from here on out, lots of spoilers of the very last episode.
Yes.
So I read in an article today that people are like pissed that she didn't have to pay for what she did, how she tormented people. And I was like, I get that. But also, like, she did kind of pay because, like, she lost her whole family to, like, release everyone.
I think that you're right about her losing her family, but also her character's going to be carried on over into the next Doctor Strange movie. And the description of that movie is an old friend of Doctor Strange is now an enemy of Doctor Strange.
And then that's going to be the Scarlet Witch. I mean, at the very end of the credits sequence scene, she's sitting there and she's like doing all kinds of witchy shit, just like Doctor Strange does when he's studying.
Very similar types of magic. Not like the same magic, but very similar types of magic. Because he obviously studies the Time Stone. And he's very attuned to it, having it, you know, and studying it for so long. Of course, that cannot be Wanda at all. She is confirmed to be in that movie, but the enemy could not be her, you know.
I don't know. Sounds pretty solid of a theory.
I know. that's my theory, and it's plenty of other people's theory. I'm not taking credit for that theory. I think it would make for a great movie. Playing into that Wanda as the villain for a little bit. Obviously, she's not like full-on villain. She's like playing that line, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But she was against the Avengers for a long time in the comics. So if you play Wanda for a little bit as the villain, she's Magneto's daughter in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they're even going to come. They might even go with that in the eventual future, because now they have the X-Men.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what they're going to do with that. She's now the Scarlet Witch officially, which is cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, like, oh my god, when Agnes said, like, you're using chaos magic,
yes.
I was like, boom!
She's using chaos magic, and now she seems to be what's referred to in the Marvel Universe as a Nexus being, which means that they can manipulate the actual reality, which is why it would also tie into Doctor Strange, which he can also do.
Man, I really can't wait for the next Doctor Strange movie.
I know. Which is weird because it took me a while to get you to watch the first one.
Because I really don't like Doctor Strange.
But that movie's so good, and I think his character is actually really good.
I don't like Benedict Cumberbatch. I think that he is very...
He's not my favorite actor, but that him as that character is good. I think he plays it very well.
I did end up liking the movie after we watched it. It's just I was hesitant because I don't like him.
And him in, like, Endgame and Infinity War is great.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we don't need to go into old movies, that old, until we actually do a review of it. I don't know.
Yeah, we might do that in the future.
But what do you think about White Vision?
Oh, man. Well, now that he has his memories back, I really hope that he comes back for Wanda.
Yeah. That's pretty much what he did when he, like, tapped his mind. Like, I don't want to say fake vision, but vision of the Hex, if you want to say that.
Mm-hmm. But, well, it's like Wanda's vision.
Yeah, Wanda's vision. You can say that. So White Vision was created from the scraps of Vision, but with all emotions taken out.
Mm-hmm.
But then he almost put all that back. Wanda's vision put that back into him before Wanda's vision got taken away, so...
Yeah.
But we don't know where White Vision went.
Yeah, we don't know where he went, but I
hope... He's probably very conflicted with what he was told, because his prime directive was to destroy Vision, and now he knows that he thinks he's Vision.
Yeah.
So he's like, I don't know what to do.
I hope that just he can shake whatever is going on with all the programming, and he can just go be with Wanda.
Yeah, I think that's like... If they want to, they put that in there so they can, like, bring Vision back. And he might be the one thing to calm Wanda down after her, like, villain streak.
Yeah.
So that's my theory on that as well. Not to, like, give a, like, easy out of Wanda being, like, a villain. But I think in the long run, that will be, like, the pin to pull out to, like, bring her back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really all I have on the finale.
Same. same.
I'm still sad about Pietro.
I really wanted it to be him.
I want him to be back because it's sad that that Quicksilver is gone forever.
And I really wanted it to be Evan Peters because he was so good. Yeah. He was so funny, even in this little run of WandaVision. Well, he was so funny.
He really played it like Evan Peters Quicksilver for at least in the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then he obviously was bringing it back a little bit to more of the controlled Agatha thing. And then him being that actor or his headshots.
Yes. Ralph Boner, whatever Ralph his name was.
Ralph Boner, yeah. I mean, Disney owns those X-Men, so they could use him in the future, but I don't know how they would.
Yeah, I think this was how they used him.
Yeah.
I think this was it. That's all we got.
I think he deserves it, though.
Yeah.
Because they're going to use Fox's Deadpool. They're going to use Ryan Reynolds. So why not use some of the other ones? Like, obviously, Hugh Jackman's not going to... I mean, he might come back if he's like, needs money.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Disney money? Yeah. Come get your Disney money, Hugh Jackman.
I mean, Hugh Jackman's obviously the best Wolverine, but... I mean, they're gonna do a Ryan Reynolds, Disney Deadpool, but I can't think of any other Fox people that are coming over.
I can't believe they're gonna do a Disney Deadpool.
It's rated R. They said it's rated R.
I can't believe it.
They're gonna have to conform to what people want if they're gonna start buying adult-oriented franchises.
I know, it's just crazy to me. Because, I mean, it used to be in the day where, like, Disney stars would get fired if they, like, did the slightest wrong
thing. Oh, I know. Like, she didn't get fired, but remember when, like, Miley Cyrus, like, posted a picture of her in her underwear or something? And, like, she, like, got in trouble and, like...
Oh, I'm sure she got in trouble a million times with Disney.
Yeah. And that was, like, before she was, like, Miley Cyrus. Almost Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Anyways... Next episode, I wanted to talk about it on this episode, but I didn't get to watch it. We didn't get to watch it. The new Pacific Rim has come out, the anime series.
Oh, I was about to say the anime?
Yeah, the anime. So I'm sure we will have watched at least some of that, so I want to talk about that. And make sure you follow us on Twitter at SUDICast. And on Instagram at Alisa.
SU Drive-In Pod.
All right. And you can follow us on Facebook as well. You'll get those same stuff from our Instagram. And that's just Society of the Underground Drive-In. And you can catch us on all your podcatchers. You obviously already did. So I don't know why I said that.
But yeah, leave us a voicemail on Anchor if you want. Oh,
Talk to us. Even if it's, I don't know.
Weird.
Time for our little prayer.
Nature has a balance. He is that balance. Praise Godzilla.
All right. Hello, and thank you for listening to the Society of the Underground Drive-In. If you would like to support Society of the Underground Drive-In, please visit our two Etsy pages, etsy.com/shop turbo mecha giant dino, and also etsy.com/shop cryptid commodities. Or you can also visit our t-shirt shop at tpublic.com/shop sci-fi double feature drive-in podcast. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.